stop by Ceremony Boulevard or shop 24/7 at CeremonyFord.com. Ceremony Ford, from America, for America.
Bang.
Our clock is broken here, and I'm having trouble adjusting. For one segment.
It's on your computer.
Yes, I know it is now, but I have no use to look on that computer when the clock is functional.
So you got to adapt.
Yeah, you notice you never have to adapt. It's always me.
I work with Matthew Steinmetz. I have to adapt hourly. Please. My book's coming, baby.
It's not. It's it just like is. The We Believe documentary that Barnes and Baron Davis are. It's
where
like
is it?
It's
if Belichick can write a book, you can write a book too. I got you,
dude. Evan, he truly is my brother, man. That's what you need, support.
I give support.
No, you don't.
Absolutely.
You called me a liar on one of my endorsements.
Which one?
And I found out what's going on now because you're trying to do that certain thing. So you're putting that at my doorstep. I'm really truly a psychologist, man.
You are.
I understand what's going on now. But anyway, Stoddy, I think I got some stuff. 13 years in the business.
What
meeting
business?
All my radio business. Damn!
I didn't do that.
Hey, Evan, one more time, man. Go ahead, let's move on, baby.
Yeah, we're talking about the Warriors. Now, what do you think this guy means from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line? This one puzzles me. Guru giving the Rockets a hard time about missing free throws is funny. What? Like, what's...
Oh, you didn't read the rest. I have one that said, after watching Wiggins and Looney, I'm like, dude, we won the chip in 2022.
Oh, I thought it was...
I lost. I'm out.
Oh, that's what it is. Thank you, Evan, for putting two and two together for me.
Wow. If I really, truly had a timeout, I would call one right now. Evan, whoa, that's what they meant. Yikes.
People know the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes a little too well, it feels. But we like to let everybody in. We're inclusive here. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Kwame in Oakland.
Kwame.
Let's go. Okay, Jay. Let's go to Jay because I stiffed him on the other side. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Yeah, I felt rejected, guys. What's up with that?
That's dirty, baby.
Yeah. That's
I'm just
what.
Kidding, but hey.
Let me tell you what that was. That was like Pete Maravich playing on a terrible team. You know, I get my 40, 45, but I get no support. If I would have had support, they would have helped me with the out time. But I'm on my own out here, trying to go one-on-one against the entire team. Let's go. All right, what's up, Jay? How you doing, bud?
Well, there's a famous football coach. He said, you are what your record is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if the Warriors, I think if they win tonight, I think that's very telling of who they are. I think they're going to go deeper in the playoffs. If they beat them in five. Now, I think the Warriors are going to win. Now, if they beat them in six or seven, I think we're a second round exit.
Is it just because of the rest?
I don't know if it's because of the rest. I think we're undermanned. I mean, I think we need a big man. I think we're, I don't think we're as good as we think we are. I just don't think so. I don't think tonight's going to be a hard game.
Damn.
It's going to be a very, very hard game.
I agree with you. So, I agree with you.
Yeah. He sounds like he's concerned that, 48-28, just last game, just in regard to points paint, Sonny, Houston had that advantage. Can Julius Randle, outside of him and maybe Naz Reid, but they don't traditionally play down low like Şengün. So I'm thinking, that has me excited to play a team that's going to present some different problems, but just not one that, body punches us to death like the Rockets almost did the other night. But they got a closer.
I think Minnesota's better than the Rockets.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I think the Lakers are better than the Rockets. But it doesn't matter. Because chances are the Rockets, at this point, aren't going to play one of those teams. The one, believe it or not, the reason I'd like to see the Warriors win tonight, or if I were a Warrior fan, I'd like to see them win tonight, it's rest is only the half of it. I also feel like when you play if you have to play an extra game that you didn't foresee, it's also another game where something can happen.
Yeah.
Something that not good can happen.
And we saw that with Jimmy.
Exactly. So, you know, you get beat tonight, then you got to play another game, and that'll be the third game in five nights for the Warriors. Actually, fourth and six, right? They played Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, yeah. and if they Friday. So, like, that to me is a big reason why you also want to end this series is because you don't want to play an extra game where something could happen. Yeah. And y'all know what I'm talking about. We've already seen it in the postseason.
Well, back me up on this. Not that I need you to, but I know the great Pete Franklin taught me, Stani, fan is short for fanatic. But how many calls have we taken like that? Not many at all. That was an outlier, you know, just concerned about what we don't have moving forward. Everything's been, and I get it, it's talk show radio, but I'm feeling confident. I'm not ignoring what ails us, and we don't have a lot of length and, you know, Shingun type of guys and Adams, but that was kind of a one-off, a guy kind of feeling like we don't have it all.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's got an understanding of how long these playoffs are and how much longer the Warriors have to go, and they're going to have to get through some grueling series for the Warriors to get where some people, you know, hope they can get.
Mm.
And they might need the veterans, you know, the one thing that could happen that, again, I'm not in the prediction business, but I
wish you were.
No, it's stupid. Predictions are stupid. And you know what? Let me tell you something. I ain't making one next.
Do you
no
know
chance.
What a victory lap is?
I don't.
You taught me that. That'll be in the book, signing at the old ship. You taught me a victory lap is when you make a prediction and it comes to fruition.
Yeah,
now you're saying you don't like predictions.
I hate them.
But you love victory laps. The only way to get a victory lap is when you predict something.
Okay, then I won't take any more victory laps.
Okay.
Well, you've been shooting blanks here lately, so you ain't got to worry about that.
What are you talking about?
You're not having a good year.
My bad year is still better than your best year.
Tiny, stop it. I'm the guy that told you Moody was coming out and he was going to help. And look at him now.
Yeah, look at him now. He's not even in the rotation anymore.
Not this series. You know what I mean. He's been a positive this season. Now, Kuminga, you can write me up a little bit on that. Come on, Stani.
I mean, I think tonight's going to be a tough game. Does that make me a bad guy?
Oh, not at all. But that's not going out on a limb. They've all been tough, but I'm with you.
I think most Warrior fans are very confident about tonight.
Not that you'll ask me, but if you're the Warriors, all you want tonight, if you even got 2% to worry about to give to this, you want the Lakers to extend this series.
If you're a Warrior fan.
Yeah, if you're a Warrior fan. You're watching that game like Lakers. Go ahead, knock yourself out.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think that's less important for the Timberwolves.
Because of the age?
Yeah. But it might be. It might be the case. Let's go to Leo. Leo's in Oakland. What's up, Leo? How you doing, man? Leo!
Lee!
Can't do it.
All right.
Where is Singletary?
The guy that hates predictions is the guy that predicted Chris Paul III would come to the... No, I didn't. Chris Paul II.
But don't. That was your finest hour.
But I never predicted it. You said,
don't be surprised.
I said, you know what? You know, Chris Paul would I could see Chris Paul might fit on this team. That's not.
But you told me, Guru, don't, because I was on the opposite. We don't need a Chris Paul.
That's not a right prediction. That simply falls under the monstrous, expansive umbrella of basketball knowledge that I have. See, I can put two and two together. Like, I can look at the Warriors a year ago and say, you know what? Chris Paul makes some sense for this team. And you know what?
Own it.
Mike Dunleavy thought the same thing. I didn't make a prediction. I just said, you know, and I don't mind that everybody was like, you're crazy, Stiney. You're crazy.
But you said, don't be surprised, Goo.
No,
that's what you told me.
I don't think it was that.
Yeah. Well, if Ernie Chavez will get us the audio, don't be surprised.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm going to sit here and kiss your ass on a victory lap that you took, and now you're acting like you don't want it.
I don't. That's a cheapie.
And you I'll love victory yeah. laps.
And I'll tell you why. Just I'm not boasting. I ain't got much to boast about. Well, but
here comes. If the Warriors win tonight,
the G for guru is the guy that told you when it was announced McCaffrey last offseason had a calf issue. And you guys all laughed at me.
I'm still laughing
at you. And the dude
you.
Ended up missing
You say that
game.
About every I mean, single person who's ever gotten
hurt. I mean, that is the G guru,
hurt.
Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The G, and yes. Same guy that said, Steiny, I think Butler, oh, Butler, I don't know if he's going to come back. What, Butler? 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 What? Butler? I'm worried. Butler? I'm it's like, yeah, he came back in a game. So what's that?
It wasn't a guess. It was fear.
Your guys' victory laps are so dude, different. Shocker.
Thank you.
Wow,
Steinies
man.
Are taken for wide, expansive, yeah, I don't even want to say guesses, more questioning of
thank you.
Of common interest.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Goose are like, hey, Curry got a haircut. He's going for 50 tonight.
Hey, Ponte used it on TV. I forgot that one, Evan. Thank you.
Well, I just remember you came in the next. Yeah, you plastered it everywhere.
Well, Steiny so texted the fine. I didn't on? Even know. You're like, Guru, you're on the TV. I go, what happened? And then it was that.
Boy.
Like, I'm not in it for. Yeah, I think, listen.
Yes, you are.
This is good
Guru,
signing it to old shit when it does come out titled Lucky. Because
yeah.
I won the lucky break. Listen, man, you're so afraid of the prediction not being right that it causes you not to own it.
That's right.
Just marry it.
I don't have a strong opinion on, you made me talk about the Rockets and the Warriors. I picked the Warriors to win the series. Who, like, that's it. If they play Minnesota next or they play the Lakers next, Tiny, who do you think's going to win? I don't know. I don't know who's going to win.
None of us do, but well, how do you feel?
Well, you could ask me to make a guess. I did it. You can ask me to take a guess. I'll take a guess.
But you're something else, man.
I know. I'm rational.
Like the dude had to beat you up on the news the other day.
Huh?
Give me an answer on who's going to win the game.
Well, right, that's you're rational when you want to be.
Yeah.
Please.
Next week, though.
What about next week?
I just think that everyone's going to see
you'll be in the house,
you think
too.
These series are, both series are over?
Yeah, well, I do.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Considering 95.5% of teams with a 3-1 lead win,
mm-hmm.
but
ooh, that's a hell of a
story. Next week, well, I'm just preparing people. We're going to see a different side of you.
Yeah.
Okay. And
he'll be at the
games. Since everybody likes predictions, what do you predict? I'm going to be different next week. How so?
I
Mr. Prediction.
For 351 days of the year, you're not a fan. But for approximately 14
you.
Days, beginning, mm-hmm. I think on Sunday,
most
that'd
likely.
Be my guess,
yeah.
You're going to be a fan.
That's not true.
Evan,
it's not true.
And it's okay.
It's not true.
Tell us why.
I just want to watch the games, observe the games, see what happens in the games, and then put all that data into my mind.
Data.
And use it in the future. It's data, by the way. My dad used to kill me on that one. Just FYI. And now you...
Okay, listen. To that point.
Like, do you really
the
think...
The rat on the table is your friends that you grew up with.
I did not grow up with them. There's so many misconceptions.
Is he a friend?
I'm 8 years older than him.
Y'all from the same hood?
Yes.
Okay, so that constant... You got his number? I know you do, because you text him. You
okay.
tell us.
Big deal.
So that's
you
your
have
guy.
Mario Ellie's number.
Okay, yeah.
You're not friends with him.
That's my guy. But that's your guy, Steiny. It's okay. Look at you blushing. You're like, come on.
Oh, my God.
And that's what life's about.
That's all it's about.
I mean, you're...
Somebody said you need a gummy.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's all good, baby. We just living?
Yeah. Evan, we're filling.
My man.
Let's go to Kwame in Oakland. Kwame, what's going on, man?
Damn. What's good, y'all? Man, it's my third time on the show. I feel like I'm a part of the show
there
now,
you
man.
Go, baby.
Like, third day in a row.
Kwame.
But listen, though, bro. When it comes to the Warriors in this playoff, Man, listen, I'm not tripping. I'm not scared of nobody. I feel like we're tougher than everybody in the playoffs. We done been through everything on the board. We done came back from 3-1s. We done got ejected in finals. We done did every single thing. So when it comes to Houston Rocket, Corner Pocket, Old School Toy Soccer Bop It, Warriors in 5. When it comes to Minnesota, Coca-Cola, Motorola, Dubs in 5. When it comes to OKC, OPP, the finals used to be on NBC. Warriors in 5. Every last one of those teams we can beat. We're tougher than all of them. Dubs, let's go. We finishing it tonight. Let's go.
Wow.
I love you.
Wow. He was, man.
Yeah, no reasons. There were no reasons given other than, yeah, they're tougher. Minnesota's a pretty tough team.
No, they are. And
shut up. I'm not taking any of that bull.
I'm here for you. Just take it out on me.
You've run down the Timberwolves and every other team besides the Warriors for 4 years. You can't then, when the series comes, says, Zionie, Minnesota is pretty good.
Well, no, come on.
I get it. Now you change depending on the Warriors' opponent.
I don't want to know. It's just back to what Evan brought up. You know, something else I got right. But something we're staring in the face again is, if the Warriors do win tonight, I got it right. Warriors in 5.
So like,
I won't bring it up, Bob, but.
Yes, you will. You want to bet?
I might mention it.
Seriously, can I be honest with you?
You
brought it up on your own 4 times yesterday. 4 times yesterday.
Because I'm smelling the victory. Okay. That's all. Your boy needs a little.
Don't make me root for Houston.
Hey, Evan, that's what Steiny does. I won't.
Let's go to Joe in San Jose. What's going on, Joe? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, what's up, baby?
I think that the Warriors are going to move. They're going to move as far as until they have somebody more talented, like you know, more talented at the center, more talented at the forward. But if they don't run into like Luka or something in that form of a team, then I think they can make it all the way to the show. And another thing, after this season's over, we need to do some shopping. We need to go get Giannis, man. We need to go get Giannis. Last night made me sick. That old man standing in his face, swinging his son's T-shirt. But that's, you know, I don't know why. And then they wonder why when they get on the court, they get smacked around because people like that shouldn't even be on the court.
Wow, yeah, this case, is getting so much in run.
Case, and it should, actually. In case you haven't heard, the Indiana Pacers and Milwaukee Bucks were playing Game 5 last night in Indiana. The Pacers came back late, won the game. Tyrese Halliburton's dad sits in the front row right behind one of the baskets, and he had a big towel with Tyrese's face on it, his son.
Yeah.
And after the game, the Pacers win the game, and Giannis is just kind of standing at the free throw line, and Halliburton's dad is standing right in front of him, waving the towel at showing Giannis the towel, you know, saying, this is how we do it. Yeah, this is it. And, you know, then Giannis didn't realize he was Halliburton's dad at first. Then they had some words, and then it was talked about after the game. And you know what? This is why. And I know it's a different subject.
Yeah.
This is why you can't let Akeem Olajuwon onto the court when the Houston Cougars win a game.
Now, how did you go there, though? Because that's his alma mater.
Right. Okay, so Halliburton's dad should be able to go on the court?
Now,
well, yes or no?
I'm being real.
Okay.
Yeah, Steiny, you know in these arenas where the fans and your family sit, that's every road. You get tickets in your family, the family section. So
right, those are usually
almost like,
those
okay,
are courtside for away games.
But you got the credentials to get down. And my point is,
no, you don't.
Eddie House was on the Sacramento Kings, Donnie, and I would go sit right.
If you're a fan, a paying customer,
yeah,
you can't walk onto the floor.
Now,
that's just a rule.
But I'm saying you can get their credential to walk on the floor. You don't think his dad didn't have that and
he was
has done it before?
No, I think he's got a regular ticket, a high-priced regular ticket, and he sits there all the time. He's a season ticket holder who's got a lot of money. That's all he is, and he's Halliburton's dad. I mean,
Like, I'm not defending what he did. I wonder if he was drinking, but I'm a dad that ran onto the court, not the same example of my son's high school buzzer beater that my son didn't make, but I just, you can't taunt as a parent a player like that. That was totally wrong. But what I love about it is Giannis explaining his upbringing and how his dad always preached being humble. But to Halliburton's point, the actual player who had a great game, he chastised his dad. Like, he criticized his dad for that. So how come you can't? You're saying he shouldn't have been on the court.
He shouldn't have been.
I'm saying he should have been on the court. He's been on the court many a times. I'm just saying what he did to Giannis was foul, and he shouldn't have done that. But the amount of run this is getting, like,
that's right, because it's offensive. What he did is offensive to me. And yes, I thought it was absolutely disrespectful. And you know what? To think that the people who are on the court are just going to celebrate the win and not, I mean, we've been seeing a lot of that. People come onto the court, yeah, and somebody on the losing team gets taunted or mocked or made fun of, and it's just not the time to do it. Like, no, I do not think. The problem is that right after the game, the sideline reporter is on the floor, and the three cameramen for that one, yeah, and then the radio guy's on the floor with three people. No.
And what if Giannis would have lost his composure, and you know what I mean, not even knowing it was his dad? And I don't know what he was saying, but he was giving them the business.
Well, Giannis would have been the one that got in trouble.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's. We'll, you know what? On the other side, we'll take a listen to what Giannis said, because what he said is kind of the way I grew up too, and maybe things have just changed, and that's kind of normal behavior. That, you know, it's okay to denigrate one of the best players in the world who's a competitor who happened to lose a series.
But we've never seen Sonya or Dale Curry on the court like that, acting a fool in all of Curry's.
Right, because they're never on the court. I can never remember either of those people on the court outside maybe them winning a title. You know why? Because Del Curry played in the NBA, and he knows it's no place for anybody other than the players and the officials. Mm. And he instilled that in Steph, I'm sure. All right, 888-957-9570. We can talk about Game 5. What do you expect out of the Warriors and Rockets tonight? And we can get into this Tyrese Halliburton, his father and Giannis conversation, because I do want to play what Giannis said, because to my way of thinking, it was very thoughtful and, you know, well stated. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow and next year, start the same old thing again.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Is Dandy Don Meredith.
That's his version of Night Night, Steiny.
You notice, though, he always waited till the game was over.
So did Steph.
No, I'm talking about, you don't sing that song yet. You sing it after the Warriors win the first round.
But you're thinking about it.
Sure.
It's like the fat lady, she ain't singing, but she's humming. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. Kind of like that. We got Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio, coming up at 1 o'clock. And if you're familiar with the show, you know that Geltzy is among the best in terms of NBA commentary. He also has a keen interest in the Warriors. And he's very, you know, he's a lot like me. He's fair and impartial about what he sees on the floor. And I really like and respect those kind of guys. You know, they don't speculate. You know, they observe, what happens, and then they draw conclusions. And usually they're very sound conclusions.
My hearing went out. Did you say something, Starnie?
You don't like Geltzeiler?
I love him.
Oh, Because I was just talking about how good he is.
Yeah, but you were praising yourself, and that's
why. I like the way he views the game.
No, he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big boy. I like him.
Let's go to Idris in Hayward. What's going on, Idris? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I'm gonna just get straight. I'm gonna get straight to it. Game one, Curry made crazy shots from on the road. We steal the split. Game two, Rockets have to win. Jimmy goes down. Green goes for 38. It's all good. Game three, Curry comes out. I ain't got no Jimmy. He puts the team on his back. Game four with Blessing, and I didn't even get to watch it. I actually listened to it on the radio, and that was crazy. Just listening to what was going on.
Idris, you got to call back. You got to call back.
It felt like if I had to guess where he was going, Stani, that it's going to be tough, like you've been saying, which we all think.
I mean, the Warriors haven't had an easy game in the series. They've all been hard-fought games, and I think we kind of knew that. I mean, like, to me, the Rockets, one of the reasons they're a perfect first-round opponent for the Warriors is because they're showing the Warriors young players. Not that they don't have young players, but the Warriors are getting a first-hand look at how hard teams play during the playoffs. And to me, the Rockets play as hard or harder than any team in the league, but they just, you know, they're very young and they're not quite polished offensively. They're challenged in certain areas, and that's why the Warriors are going to win the series, I think. But as we move forward, I think the best part about the Rockets and playing the Rockets is now you do have a sense of, I'm going to just say Minnesota, because Minnesota defends differently than the Lakers, but each would present a different challenge. Yeah. But Minnesota is going to give the same effort defensively as the Rockets, but they're a better team. So in a way, the way I look at the Warriors is the Rockets have been a perfect first-round opponent for the Warriors.
Yeah, no doubt. And we kind of said that coming in. So, excuse me, it's imperative that they handle business tonight. And if you're going to tell me, and when I say you, well, the masses, that you are concerned about going 15 rounds when you look at the playoffs from afar on just how big of a bear and how much it's going to take out the tank, I mean, the Warriors handle business tonight, and we're assuming Sunday. There are 3 days right there that you would have. Not saying that you're going to win the series because, but if that means something, Stani, the miles on the odometer, well, damn, you can get some rest, man, and charge that engine.
So you are worried about getting deep into the playoffs?
No, I'm looking at it from that vantage point. I'm not as strongly worried about it as you are. But,
well, then why is it imperative that they win tonight? Imperative.
Because
they're still up 3-1, and they're coming home for game six if they lose.
No.
Like, psychologically, it's going to be hard for the Warriors to talk themselves into this is a must-win game.
But, and that's how this conversation started, if they feel like you within, and that rest is that valuable, and they've already got incentives, right? But you know what I mean, Stani? If they go, we got 3 days of rest. How important and Jimmy Butler, my gosh, how important is that for him to be able to play on a Wednesday and not have to suit up again till Sunday?
But I get this. They're probably going to get 3 days off no matter what, I think. I mean, if any of these series go to Sunday, Friday.
It would start next week.
I think it would start Tuesday, but I don't think they put out the schedule like that. The schedule's not out right now in terms of the second round game.
Well, you got me and hit me, and I didn't tell you. Just on tomorrow's not promised, and neither is any game. You never know. It could be an injury out of left field, just like Jimmy Butler. So, Stani, you kind of don't even want to put yourself in that situation when you don't have to. That's my point.
Yeah. Let's go to Frank in San Jose. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, listen, I got three things. First, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You said exactly what I was going to say. This is a great first-round opponent for the Warriors. It's a team that we can beat, but it's a team that is going to give you a dose of physicality that you're just probably not going to see anywhere else in the playoffs. Right. And these kids need to feel that. So that's fantastic. The other thing is that the besides the first seed and the eighth seed, every other team in the Western Conference, like the degree of difference between these teams in terms of capability is slim.
Right.
Any of these teams literally could come out. Any of these teams could be facing OKC for the West, except for, you know, obviously some of them are in the brackets or whatever. But any of these teams are qualified for that, right? This is a great playoff for the Western Conference. The Warriors are right in there. I reseeded them. In my head, it's OKC, the Clippers, the Warriors, Denver, Minnesota, Houston, and Memphis. And all of these teams are capable. Now, this game tonight. Here's what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
I think Houston's going to come out and they're going to get up. They're going to get early. They're going to get up early. And I think it's going to be big. They're going to get up 10 or 12 points. And that's big in this series. And I think the Warriors are going to claw back. And then in about the third quarter, there's going to be mayhem. There's going to be a scrum. There's going to be some tempers flaring. And literally, if you can get through that without having players ejected, that's when I think Houston falls apart. I think the Warriors' experience, the leadership, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, Steve Kerr, I think that's when it prevails, and I think they're going to win this game by 10 or 12 points. And in this game, in this series, that's a blowout.
Thanks for the call,
that's
man.
All I got.
Yeah, no, I got it. I felt like I was watching the game right there, Steiny. I mean, I expect it to be physical like every game has been. In this series, I don't know if it'll be more or less.
Yeah.
It'll be more confrontations or less confrontations. I mean, there were a lot last game.
Yeah. I mean, good God. And I loved it. And I came in here to listen between the two of us, and you didn't ask me, Steiny. I'm the guy that admits when I'm wrong. And I have been wrong about the Houston Rockets in every game. When they get down, they show the moxie to come back. I know people, oh, that's their job, but they've done that on the Warriors. And this last game, they got off to that horrendous start, the Rockets did, and then they're right there with a lead in the fourth. I don't care how much the lead was. So I'm like, damn, I just really read the chessboard wrong. But tonight is a different story for me, partner, and you didn't ask. And it's always with the team that's down 1-3. Steiny, do they have that wherewithal if, you know, late third, you're down 8, something doesn't go your way, a call, then you're down 9. Do you kind of, you know, they ain't going to do it on purpose, but you're kind of just like, you know what, we can't beat these guys. And then the Warriors win by 20. Now, we've seen that happen in series where it's 3-1. But you're right. Why would I think the Rockets, who have shocked me in every game, why would I think they will? I don't know. But I just feel like that's a scenario, you know?
I mean, I don't think under any circumstances the Rockets quitting is a scenario. I think they could be terrible. I think they could turn it over 50 times. I think they could go 2-for-33
different.
From the line.
Yeah,
or from the well, from the line, yeah. But
that's not quitting.
You can't not play hard if Udoka's your coach. I mean, that's like the one thing that they have to do, and I think they do that extremely well.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. Hey, man, Steiny.
Yeah.
It's 11:28, man. I want to make sure that everybody that calls gives you the time to make sure you're not late or, you know, I know you're a time-conscious person,
Thank you.
Yeah, I knew you were really upset because of that, man. That bothered you.
I was. And let me be clear. Let me be clear.
I know you want to get off on time today, too, because the game's early.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Let me just say this to everybody, man. A closeout game is not easy. It is not. It is never easy. These guys are going to be more physical than we've seen them in the last four games, which makes me nervous, okay? Because if this game goes sideways, I'm worried about people headhunting, hurting people. You know,
you mean Draymond?
We've seen a lot of physicality. No, I'm talking Brooks too.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
You know, their coach, he thrives on physicality, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Houston coach does, man. He spits it like that, man. He wants them to be physical, you know. And so you know they're going to come at us really hard tonight, man. This is not going to be a joke. I want to win. But this ain't going to be easy. And what I would tell all the Warriors players, be weary of who's around you, man. Be conscious. Be weary, man, because if it goes sideways, these guys are going to get real ugly because it's a do-or-die game, man. You know it and I know it. What I can say is let's kick their butt tonight and let's get some rest.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, there it is, R-E-S-T.
This from the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injuries Attorneys text line from the 510. Aren't you guys scared that if the Warriors are up big in the fourth, that the Rockets might try injuring the players since they're getting eliminated?
I mean, this is not their first rodeo, and this is not the first time they've beat a Rocket team, and you know, anything can happen, Stoney, but as far as you think there's a bounty or headhunting on the Rockets, I'm not, you know, but I know, like you said, they play a physical brand.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if that texter is thinking about when Draymond Green body slammed P.J. Tucker at the end of that one game in that series at half court. Remember that?
Yeah, I
wonder if in Houston they're saying, well, I wonder if Draymond Green gets frustrated if he's going to try to take somebody out on our team. And
we don't play like that.
Yes,
only thing I got on the ledger for Draymond is Valanciunas back in the day when he broke his hand. Remember he slapped down on that ball? I believe that was.
What about Gobert? Choking Gobert? Hitting Nurkic? Getting suspended?
All right. I got
you. And that's just what I try to fight against.
He's had a clean year.
Thank you,
far.
The Warriors, in terms of physicality and all that stuff, physicality, playing hard, I'll say it again. The Warriors give just as much as they get.
No, I'm not saying that. Hey, you got me.
I mean, I'm not saying Draymond's a dirty player, but how any Warrior fan can point to other teams and not accept that they've got a player on their team that is similar to certain people that players have on the other team.
And mainly Dylan Brooks and what he did on Gary Payton II when he was in Memphis. Broke his rib, you know, remember that?
Well, and the Warriors have had a history of injuring guys too. Kawhi Leonard on the phone. So, you know, that's just what I, you know, the idea that the Warriors are these angels and teams are picking on them, like, everybody's picking on everybody.
Yeah, and I was sticking up for the Rockets. Like, I don't think they would do that. I could be naive.
I mean, I don't think the Rockets will do it. I don't know what Dylan Brooks may do or not, but I don't think you can say the Rockets might try to hurt. That's 15 guys on their roster. Maybe Dylan Brooks would do it. I mean, I don't think Şengün would try to do something like that purposely. I don't think Jabari Smith would do something like that. Now, let me tell you who definitely wouldn't. Reed Shepard. Reed Shepard's not going to go in there and try to hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Just saying.
You had that Giannis sound, huh?
Mm-hmm. Let me look at that. Man, we got 9 minutes. All right, I'll play the Giannis sound. We can get into it.
Right.
So this is Giannis Antetokounmpo after the Bucks got eliminated last night. Tyrese Halliburton's dad is on the court taunting him with a towel with a picture of his son on it. And this is Giannis after the game. I'm going to play a lot of it because it's that good. This is Giannis on that crap.
I believe, like, being humble in victory, that's the way I am. Now there can be a lot of people out there that are like, no, when you win the game, you got to talk, and, you know, it's a green light for you to be disrespectful towards somebody else. I disagree. I've won the championship. They haven't, okay? And that doesn't say anything. I'm not trying to minimize their effort. But I remember when I won, my mom, that she's never missed the games from February. February 11th or 13th when she came in Milwaukee against the Knicks, she've never missed a game. When we won the championship, I remember my mom, she was scared to cross. She was like, am I allowed to come and hug my son? I see, except now my brother does media for this year. He wants to come back and play. Except the Nets, you've never seen my family. Like, see, of course I see. This is not something that we do. We don't. I try to keep my family away from the game. Losing the game, emotions run high. Having a fan, which at the moment I thought he was a fan, but then I realized it was Tyrese's son, which I love. Tyrese, I think he's a great competitor. He was his dad, sorry. Coming in the floor and showing me his son a towel with his face. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is what we do. I feel like that's very, very disrespectful.
A Right. And Steiny, he's right. And maybe there's a, like, I hope you guys don't think I'm condoning that. Pops was wrong. And his son said as much.
No, but you think that there's a place for Halliburton's dad on the court after a game.
I do.
Yeah, I don't.
And, you know, I'm getting all kinds of this.
It's like, why? Like, why? So, dads are okay? Mom's okay?
For
brothers,
friends,
sisters?
Whoever you can get.
Cousins?
Johnny. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's why we have these problems. Because you can't have 10 guys for each guy coming down and not thinking there's going to be a couple nitwits that are going to...
the other
yes!
team?
Yes!
Man.
Of course.
I don't remember anything like this happening any time before. And I think that's why...
What about the Morant's dad?
T.
Yeah.
T. Morant.
Well, that's his staple. He's sitting there sipping and drinking, but he's never done that, even when Ja won, like, to this degree. LaVar Ball has never done anything like that to this degree. So, to me, this is a one-off. Morant's a distraction, and I'm disappointed in him. And who am I to be disappointed in him? I just think he goes about his business wrong. But the bottom line is he's never had a towel after a game-clenching, you know, win in somebody's face.
If he doesn't go out on the court, or if people don't go out on the court, the entire problem is solved. Like, I think it's impossible to say that if family and friends and agents can come out onto the court, you're begging for something to happen, especially now, because we all acknowledge that the intensity level in the playoffs is through the roof. So it stands to reason that after why do you think the NBA gives players a 10-minute, quote-unquote, cooling-off period before the media comes in? Because they know they want the adrenaline of the competition to subside. And instead, what we got is fans of the other team coming onto the court and being disrespectful, and they have no business being out there. They have no business being on the court. That's just the way I feel. That's just me. I mean, it's almost like after a game now, it's like a poor man's, what's it called? Court rushing.
Right, okay. So
because so many people are going out there.
Right. And you see it how you see it. I just, Steiny, you mentioned T. Morant, but, you know.
Like
I'm
him getting into a Shannon Sharpe.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I got you. That was
just
nasty
unseemly.
Work. Yeah, that was nasty work. But you stated the only reason Halliburton's dad was there is he had an expensive courtside ticket.
Right, but that
there
didn't,
was no license to get him on the court after.
He had he should not be on the court. If you're sitting in the front row at the Warriors game, and they win, you can't just run out into half court and start grabbing Steph Curry and saying, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. I want to listen to a little more of this. Did you want to jump in, Evan? Or?
I mean, I think it's just wrong. Like, I mean, yes, there are some people that are more respectful than others, and you generally don't have to worry about someone's parent antagonizing or patronizing another player. But you can't police that once they're on the floor. Like, that's the reason why it's not just parents or friends. Like, anybody who's not a player or credentialed media member cannot be on the floor, because once they're there, you can't police what they do. So you run the risk of someone being a dumbass like Tyrese Halliburton's dad. And to his credit, I think his son actually came out and said that was wrong.
Oh, yeah. That meant, yeah.
He didn't condone his father's actions. But the problem is that, again, you just have no control once someone is close enough to another player. Not saying that he would have done this, but he could have physically assaulted Giannis. Or Giannis could have physically assaulted him. And that's something that, it's a one-off.
Giannis would be the loser.
And it's a problem, but it still happened. So you run the risk when you allow things like that in the game.
Yeah, I agree. But I want to listen to a little more Giannis.
My dad, if you guys go and ask and learn, my dad's not with us no more. My dad used to come in the family room and was the most respectful person ever. You know, when you come from nothing and you've worked your whole life to sell stuff in the street, and your whole life you'll be scared of the police of deporting you and sending you back to your country. You have to protect your kids with all means. You create this mentality of being humble your whole life, to not kind of disrespect anybody, not make the tension high, the emotions high, so anybody can, you know, snitch on you, say something bad about you. So when he came here, I remember, I was like, Dad, why are you so humble? Why are you going to the family room? You don't even say a word. You sit in the back. Why are you like that? Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry. That's how I grew up. That's what I had around. So when I see other dads, which don't disrespect, maybe even if my son play basketball, I might be in the court. I might be the one on the court, and like 20 years later, you can play this interview and say, Giannis, you're contradicting yourself. But we'll see in 20 years. But I'm talking about right now how I feel.
Well, I love it, man. No doubt.
I mean,
that was his truth. I loved it.
What happened to being humble in victory?
The internet.
I blame that's why I stay off internet. It.
Well, even that's different, though. Like, there are parents right, that are yeah. vocal on social media. It's one thing to be, you know, outspoken on the internet, but to do it to someone's face in person is a completely different level of disrespect,
it's
in my
embarrassing,
opinion.
It's embarrassing, and he's a dad doing that.
I almost think it's worse than a regular fan who gets out on the floor and does it.
Yeah, Pops was in the majorly wrong. Like, that's embarrassing. That's why I was like, was he drinking? Like, come on, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, Rockets, Game 5 tonight, 4:30. Warriors Live starts at 3:30, and tip-off's at 4:30, and Evan Giddings and Grandy will bring you home with Warriors Live for the post-game show after the final horn. Tune in for Warriors Live today. It's presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.